This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. As the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah goes on, members of the UN Security Council are arguing over a resolution that might end the war. Lebanon is seeking an immediate withdrawal of Israeli troops. In Israel, the Security Cabinet is meeting to consider, in the absence of a diplomatic solution, whether to send troops deeper into Lebanon. Since the fighting began 4 weeks ago, more than 100 Israelis have been killed in rocket attacks and ground fighting. And despite Israel's ground and air offensive in Lebanon, Hezbollah rockets continue to pummel its north. NPR's Anne Garrels is in northern Israel and has this report.
The signs that a broader Israeli invasion may be imminent are everywhere. Columns of tanks and armored vehicles have been lining up at several staging points used by Israeli soldiers to enter Lebanon. Last night, the government began evacuating about 15,000 residents of northern towns struck frequently by rocket attacks. It was the first time the government had provided funds to move residents. But so far, only a fraction of those who need help leaving have received it. In Kiryat Shimona, 500 of 5,000 pleading for help got free passes to a hotel further south. Raquel Ben Shrit was one of the lucky ones.
To tell you the truth, I live on welfare. I didn't have the option to leave until this point, so that's why I stayed. We are 8 people in the house.
Kiryat Shimona has been hit daily, sometimes by as many as 100 rockets. 2/3 of the residents have left by now. Those still here have had to live in stuffy, cramped underground shelters. Raquel Ben Shrit is at breakpoint. After a month of this, she says she's got to get out. As if to punctuate her comments, 5 Katyusha rockets hit nearby, spreading panic. Hanok Ehrlich, the head of the local university who helped organize the evacuation, says the government has not responded adequately.
The organization in this war, you could say, is not good. We have a lot of experience here in Kiryat Shmona. It was never so messy as this time.
Criticism has also begun to mount about the way the war has been conducted. Yesterday, the Israeli army sent a new commander to oversee its offensive, a move widely believed to reflect this dissatisfaction. Major General Moshe Kaplinsky, deputy chief of staff of the Israeli Defense Forces, was named to coordinate the Israeli army's operations in Lebanon. The army said it retains complete confidence in Major General Udi Adam, the head of Israel's northern command, who's led the assault since the beginning. But Israeli media notes it's the first time since 1973 that the top command has been reshuffled during a war. In Kibbutz Sneer, near the Lebanese border, Ohad, a 29-year-old paratrooper, prepared to rejoin his unit after a few hours' break at home. He asked that only his first name be used.
It's not physically tired, but mentally tired.
He served in Lebanon before, but in the 6 years since Israel pulled out, he says Hezbollah has dramatically improved.
I served as a trooper in my military time, and I did pretty hardcore stuff, but it's nothing compared to this.
He says Hezbollah is more resilient and better armed than he anticipated. After nearly 4 weeks of air attacks and ground combat, Israeli military officials say they've killed only a fraction of the Hezbollah fighters and that the group still has hundreds of launchers and thousands of rockets at its disposal. Ohad says Lebanon is full of traps.
I'm just trying to keep myself alive. You don't think about home. You don't think about anything. You're just trying to keep yourself alive. You just open your eyes, look everywhere, every window, upstairs, downstairs, everything.
The family helps pack up the car with his gear, including the machine gun. His mother says she'll stay up north to be close to him.
Bye.
Anne Garrels, NPR News, Northern Israel.